Welcome to Side Notes by Zerodha Varsity. I am Vineet Rajani, and today we will talk about some weird brand collabs of recent years. You might sense a tinge of frustration in my tone today. I mean, why does Crocs have to make collab clogs with KFC? If you haven't checked them out, those clogs have prints of fried chicken on them. Go check them out on the internet. The strangest part is the fried chicken-shaped gibbets charms on those clogs. That's not it. The charms also smell like chicken. When I first saw those KFC clogs, I screeched. Why on earth would anyone greenlight this? What were they thinking? What was the point of this? Was it a marketing gimmick? And did it really work for either KFC or Crocs? And that is the point of this episode. Are strange brand collabs just marketing stunts or actual business drivers? To start with, let's look at the landscape. There have been many such collaborations or collabs in today's lingo. Nike and Ben & Jerry's, Adidas and McDonald's, Crocs and KFC, Balenciaga and Lay's, Taco Bell and Forever 21, and the closest one at home, Comet Shoes and Naru. The increasingly popular homegrown sneaker brand Comet collaborated with the Bangalore-based fine dining restaurant Naru. In a sense, these are partnerships between brands from wildly different categories. I mean, a fast food chain teaming up with a fashion brand or a luxury house collaborating with a toy company makes zero sense in theory. But in practice, it might be genius. The KFC-branded Crocs, by the way, sold out in 30 minutes of launch on the website. But the flag bearer of brand collaborations is arguably Supreme, the New York-based streetwear icon founded 32 years ago. Despite having just 18 stores worldwide, it remains one of the most coveted names in street fashion. It does so in three ways. One, drop culture. Drop culture is a retail and marketing strategy where brands release limited edition products in small quantities at specific times, often with little notice. The aim is to build hype, urgency, and exclusivity, encouraging fans to rush to buy before items sell out. Supreme almost entirely depends on the drop model for its products. Every drop is an event. Supreme releases weekly collections in small batches that sell out instantly. And that brings us to the second point. Limited edition. Supreme releases products in small batches only. So they are always running out of stock. That means buyers are always scrambling to buy their products. Such demand creates hype. So much hype that Supreme's products are sold at 10x the list price in the resale market. They don't need advertisements when they can sell through hype. In fact, some say Supreme has mastered the art of hyping. It is a global icon of hype culture. Limited edition creates scarcity or urgency among buyers to get their hands on the product as soon as it is released. Because if you can get something that is hard to get, you feel exclusive, you feel sublime. Those collab products are also dropped in limited quantities. They are often with unexpected brands and products, so the hype is real and amplified. And that is the third point, which is also the center of today's episode. Brand collabs. Supreme has done weirdest of collabs for products that are not even in its primary portfolio. Take the Supreme X Oreo drop, for example. Supreme released a pack of red Oreos stamped with their logos. They sold for $8 in retail, but were resold for over $90 on StockX. Not just Oreos, Supreme has collaborated in the past with Louis Vuitton, Nike, Hanes, Burberry, Levi's, and Umbro, to name a few. A surprising collaboration creates curiosity among consumers. It becomes a talking point for the media. People talk about it, debate over it on social media. Hey, it also became a talking point on this episode of Side Notes. And every time such collabs are discussed, these brands get your mind share. Mind share basically means awareness. A business wants more and more people to be aware of its brand, because awareness is the first step towards a potential customer becoming your actual customer. When these collabs are discussed in cultural or social conversations, consumers warm up to the idea of owning such exclusive, limited edition pieces. And that is how the demand gets created, and brands can also command a premium on collab products. But the high price does not necessarily translate to better revenues or profits at the organization level. After all, the limited edition products are too few in quantity to cause a real direct difference in the financials. But such collabs help businesses in other ways. First, sale of other products by the brand. While a very few people will be able to buy the product, many might consider buying some other products of those brands. Second, expansion of audience. When a high fashion brand teams up with a snack company, the snack company's audience comes to know about the fashion label. And the snack brand suddenly becomes cool by association with it. Third, virality and cultural relevance. In the age of memes and weird sales, these collaborations are designed to make headlines, get shared on social media, and go viral. The weirder the combo, the more attention it grabs. And if you're a consumer brand, you want to be culturally relevant to be aspirational for your potential customers. And Supreme has managed to do all of that really well. While Supreme was not the first brand to collaborate with other products and brands, it revolutionized how collabs worked. Taking a leaf out of Supreme's book, many brands actively started doing weird product collabs. Fashion brands, sneakers, and restaurants are the most common categories doing collabs now. But you will notice that most of these brands are already huge and popular. These collabs are their way of remaining relevant. But then what was the motivation behind Comet x Naru? Comet is a relatively small brand. And Naru has just one outlet in Bangalore. So why did they do it? They did it out of a shared love for their craft, local Bangalore roots, and a desire to create a unique cross-community cultural product. That's the official statement. But practically speaking, Naru Noodle Bar is an upmarket diner in Bangalore, listed among the top 50 restaurants in India. The kind of customers it attracts is the kind Comet would like to attract too. Bangalore residents who are fans of both Comet and Naru might be the first ones to buy those shoes. And when those people wear those shoes and travel outside Bangalore, their shoes become a talking point at social meets. That is perhaps how Naru will get more visibility outside Bangalore. I think this is also what happened when Adidas released a version of its superstar sneakers in collaboration with Ravi, a Dubai-based restaurant. Ravi was already a must-visit place in Dubai, and this collaboration with Adidas made it all the more popular. So the next time you see a fashion meets food or luxury meets layman kind of a collab, ask yourself, is this a gimmick or is this genius? Or is this a genius gimmick? With that thought, I shall take your leave on this episode of Side Notes by Zerodha Varsity. Happy learning. Disclaimer. The stocks or financial instruments discussed in this podcast are meant for educational purposes only. Please do not consider them recommendations or financial advice of any form.